This is Radio Richard Ireland. A reading from my book, Visitant Eve. Eve from a distance had been greatly admiring the architectural finesse of a large beautiful mosque, a large beautiful synagogue, and a large beautiful church, located beyond the boundary of an extensive garden. And she did enter the garden. Now, teachers of religious laws from each one of these sanctified places were getting word that she was in the garden, gathered together. And as a united group, and in their official garb, they did hurriedly enter into the garden, where they found Eve sitting by a pond, and she happily speaking to the fish therein. With nudging and looking sideways to each other, they began to laugh, and pointing to her, saying, "Yeah, is this the one? Is this the one we have been hearing so much about? Someone who talks to fish? Maybe she also talks to stones, trees, birds, and clouds." Eve, with hearing their laughter and words, took no notice of them, but instead stayed in conversation with the fish. Not wanting to miss this opportunity to belittle her, they shufflingly approached. And one senior from among them spoke for all when he sarcastically and provokingly said to her, "Yeah, teacher of fish, we will follow you wherever you go, but first let us return to our places of worship to bury our loaves." Eve replied, saying, "I have no need of a following. Let me be, for I am already in the very best of company. And besides, why not let them bury themselves? And they had no answer for her. And with each going their separate way, they hastily returned to the safety of their familiar. And Eve spoke to the fish, saying, "Even camels have canvases to shade in, sheep pens to feel safe in, and donkeys' sheds to lie in. But Eve of the desert is at times hard-pressed to recline her ideas anywhere in a place." And the fish were given to speak unto her, saying, "The wisdom of the Almighty is the light of your sight, a fragrance bright upon your shoulders it be. It keeps you safe on your way, your feet do not stumble. Go where you will, beyond all and any boundaries, and it will let you to recline your wholesome ideas wherever the greatest need for them be." And Eve was well pleased with the profound words spoken unto her through the fish. And with gratitude and joy did she gracefully rise to her feet, and did stroll with scenting the fragrances of that serene place. And she did leave from out of the garden by a different way from that which she had entered.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.